So this is the kind of people you want to hang out with? This is how you want to spend the rest of your life? Okay, well, that's fine with me and your mother.
Nestled deep inside the Rocky Mountains.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Remasculate.
Well, good Tuesday morning to you, mud babies, pod people, and inhabitants of the planet Earth. I have returned from my business trip. I was gone over the weekend and did not get a chance to record a Monday's podcast. So I do apologize. Please forgive me, but I do have a special surprise that came in over the weekend, which will be great for the listeners. I got in a box, or I should say, a case of Perky Jerky. That's right, a case of Perky Jerky. These guys at Perky Jerky have been nice enough to become sponsors of the show, and we appreciate it. So what we're going to do is give some away toward the end of the show. I'll tell you how we're going to do it. You're going to love this meat. Maybe I can talk them into some T-shirts. They have a really cool T-shirt that says, "Everybody wants my meat." And on the back it says, "Perky Jerky." It's some yummy stuff, so stay tuned on how I'm going to give that away. It is great to be back in the home studio.
Basement.
And got a couple of surprises that came in also over the weekend. I got a theme song written for us by one of our listeners, one of our pod people, Dave Britt. So thank you, Dave. Actually, I'm going to try to play a little bit of it. I'm working on how to use my sound off my iPhone on here. So let's give it a shot and see if this works.
In the basement of the mud flap house, flapping and poo, and they're underwear, thing rings and noose, and poo licks herself, and flap contemplates manly things. He thinks about guns and trucks and stooges three, men and boys, and that doesn't sound right. He thinks about booze and bacon and power tools. Come with me, let your mask you leave. Oh, won't you come with me and remask you leave?
Yay, you gotta love that. A theme song and in a Hawaiian style. Check that out. We're going to use it. I may put it at the end. I may put it at the start. What do you think? Should it be the opening song, the closing song, or a little of both? Thank you, Dave. I love it. Okay, I'm a little weirded out by the he talks about men and boys part. And yes, that does sound a little weird, but we do love the boobs and bacon, don't we? Yes. Not just me. I think that's a lady thing, too. Now, I'm not saying that all ladies are attracted to boobs. I'm just saying boobs and bacon seem to be something that everybody can talk about or relate to, is what I meant to say. Because how many times you've been out and you'll have your wife or girlfriend go, "Look at those. That's gross. Those are too big. Those must be fake." Yeah, that's gross. Ugh. Yeah, good, baby. I'm glad you're grossed out. Those, I didn't even notice those. I swear. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Speaking of bacon and boobs, one of our pod people sent me a picture of a bacon bra. And I would like to say thank you, and Miss Thane would like for me to tell you, stop it! He doesn't need to see that, okay? Do not send me that kind of stuff at mudflapmcgrew@gmail.com. That is just wrong, and I probably shouldn't see that. But for a fact, I know I shouldn't share it with Miss Thane. Oh, but what... Now I've gone and blown it because she listens to this podcast. Oh, no. Don't send me anything that will get me in trouble. Please. But I'm always in trouble. It's what I do. I am Mudflap McGrew. That rhymes. And that is stupid because I'm not a rapper. I'm a comic. I'm a comic rapper. That would be like a bubblegum rapper. Remember those you used to get as a kid? Double Bubble? Kid had a name, Bubble Joe or... something like that, and it was always a cartoon, and your bubble gum, or it had a joke on it. Remember when candy used to actually have good jokes, or like Cracker Jacks had good prizes? There's like shit prizes in Cracker Jacks now. They're like little water tattoos or something, you little plastic thing you spin. They actually used to have like toys in Cracker Jacks. Does anybody buy Cracker Jacks anymore? Do you buy those for your kid? Or is it Fiddle Faddle? Because that's the same thing. Fiddle Faddle is pretty darn good. There's no prize inside, but then again, neither is there at Cracker Jacks, really. So, are you a Fiddle Faddle person, or are you a Cracker Jack person? Or is there one of the? Is there another brand that you like better? Or are you one of those cheap-ass people that just makes your own at home? Okay, not cheap-ass. A thrifty person that knows how to save money by creating their own type of popcorn candy at home. There, I'm learning to be politically correct. Yeah, I know it sucks, doesn't it? All right, so what all did happen over the weekend? Did you have a great weekend? I know this one, we got 4th of July coming up tomorrow. So I was going to start about the 4th of July weekend, but I don't know, was that last weekend or is that the one coming up? Because here it is, 4th of July, falling right in the middle of the week, and everybody like, oh, this sucks. Are we going to get Wednesday off? Can we take off Friday because we were up drinking all night 4th of July, celebrating the birth of this nation by getting so drunk that we peed on our own furniture? Yeah! Come on, bosses. We need the day off to celebrate in a liquid urine kind of way. It's America. We deserve the right. I need the day off. I'm not only severely hungover, I gotta buy a new couch. This one's got urine all over it. And the wife ain't happy about it, if you know what I mean. What are we on the holidays? Or what are you on the holidays? Because I'm pretty much I am a non-drinker. I'm sitting here sipping coffee. As you may have heard, every once in a while you hear, yeah, that's me sipping a little coffee. What are you? Are you a beer drinker? What kind of beer do you like? Is it Bud Light? Coors Light? Amstel? Shock Top? That was the big one when I was in Dallas over the weekend. Shock Top. That's made by who? I know the logo I saw on the bottles looks like a tennis ball with a mohawk. I don't know what that represents. Do you? Is Shock Top a good beer? Never being a beer drinker myself, every once in a while now I'll have an O'Doul's just because you got to have beer with Mexican food. You got to have it. Even though I'm not a drinker, I go, give me the enchilada platter, and I would like a very cold O'Doul's, because the beer and Mexican go together. I don't know what happens. I don't know how the taste reacts in your mouth. It's one of those things that I need to talk to Chef Flay about, or the Naked Chef, or Gordon Ramsay, or any of those guys, because they actually know what's supposed to make the flavors come together and explode in your mouth. Do I really want anything to explode in my mouth? I know I didn't even like that gum that did that. Remember that gum you bite down on and poof? What was that called? Name of it. I just remember the girls calling it cum gum. Yeah, I'm sorry if that grossed anybody out, but that was the name in high school. Got to keep gum around. I am a gum person, for sure. If I go to Big Lots, I will grab packs of gum, especially if I go to the Dollar Tree. I will just grab dollar gum. Got to keep it in the truck. Got to keep it in my pocket. I don't know if it's just if you're worried about the breath or if it's just an oral fixation. And I even hate to say that word when I'm talking about myself. I don't want to say I have an oral fixation. What is an oral fixation anyway? Just means you got to have something in your mouth at all time? Is that what that is? Because I don't want an oral fixation. I want somebody with an oral fixation. Yeah, that makes much more sense, doesn't it? Does your girlfriend have anything? I see, that'd be great, because when you're having like conversations with somebody and they go, well, you got a new girlfriend? Yeah. Is it any like weird things? No, not that I know of. She has an oral fixation, but I don't have a problem with that. Why do you always have to take it there, Mudflap? Why? Can't we just have a nice little podcast about doll making? What is wrong with you? I tried to tune in here one day after you've been on the radio and you were so nice and polite, and I thought, oh, look, Mudflap has a podcast. And I tune in here thinking it's going to be something nice, and you're talking about oral fixations. How am I supposed to listen to this when I have children in the minivan? This is why. I'm stopping right now.
Well, we always hate to lose a listener, but
f*** off. This is my podcast. On podcasts, you're allowed to say whatever you want. That's one of the reasons I love doing this. I can come down to the studio here,
basement,
and say whatever I want to say, talk about whatever I want to say. I've got the fans that I'm building up from that, like Dave Britt. I hope I'm saying your name right, Dave, because I've only seen the email. But Dave was sweet enough, nice enough, and talented enough to love the show and write us a Hawaiian theme song. So, lady in the minivan, oral fixation. Look at that, she almost wrecked the minivan trying to get that off the radio. Ha ha, ha ha. That was very Woody Woodpecker, wasn't it? Look at the people. I know there's people right now. Woody Woodpecker, who's he talking about? You want to say it for me? Yeah, come on. 3, 2, 1. Google, bitches! Woody Woodpecker was a cartoon bird that was very famous. And he's still around a lot with race cars. For some reason, and I've never known, or if somebody does know, please write me, let me know. Woody Woodpecker, with a cigar hanging out of his mouth, became like an emblem for race cars and race car driving. Don't know why, maybe that he was such a rebel. Woody Woodpecker was such a, I'm going to get in everybody's way. I'm a troublemaker. See, that's annoying, isn't it? But I can make that noise. There's a lot of noises I can make. I'm very good with my mouth. Must be part of my oral fixation. Well, there he goes again. I tried to tune back in to find out if he was going to stop saying that. I'm just not going to be able to listen to this show. This is impossible with my children in the minivan. Who do I call and complain to? What's the main number at the office? Guess what? There is no main number. Ha ha! I'm in my studio.
Basement.
All right, I promise. I stop. I'm not going to do it again. I promise. But if... Heh, no, I won't. Let's talk about something serious for a change. Let's take it down a comedy notch, which just may take it down too far. One of my heroes, American icon, loved by us all, almost like a daddy to a lot of us growing up, Andy Griffith has died. That's right, Andy Griffith, Sheriff Andy Taylor from Mayberry, has gone on. Say hey to Goober. And we've lost one of the greats. He was a great. That sitcom, Mayberry, The Andy Griffith Show. Just think about what you can remember about The Andy Griffith Show. All the lessons, all the good lessons, all the stuff that you learned about, you know, Opie and the right and wrong and the time that Opie's football broke the rose bush and he had to learn a lesson. Or, you know, or the time that, like Otis, remember Otis would just come in there and would just lock himself in jail because he knew what he was doing was wrong. It was like he had a moral compass. Wow, what is that? Do they still have that in this world? I'm not sure anymore. Would anybody just commit a crime and go down to the jail and go, I'm going to lock myself up. I know this is a dry county and you're not supposed to drink, but I did and I realize I have broke the law. And I'm too drunk to drive, so I've just walked my drunk ass down here, and I will lock myself up. Is that all right with you guys? See, you couldn't even do that now because there's so many steps and processes and restrictions and, you know, laws that we have to stick to. There's these procedures. If somebody comes in here, they have, you know, they must be fingerprinted, and they must be processed, and they have to go to jail. They can't just come in and say, look, I screwed up and I don't want to drink and drive. Why don't you go ahead and ruin my life by making me a criminal? That's probably why people don't even turn themselves in like Otis used to, because they don't want to get their, you know, life ruined. They're just like, man, what the hassle?
So many good characters on that show, though. Otis, Andy, Aunt Bee, Opie. Everybody remembers Opie. Opie Taylor. Opie, did you get yourself in trouble? Opie, were you playing with matches and burned down the barn? I'm going to have to teach you a lesson. Opie, did you not play with the new kid because you thought he was weird? Well, you're going to have to learn a lesson from that. Opie, did you find a little baby bird? Oh, that, now, was that not one of your favorites of all time? When Opie found the little baby bird and he raised it in the cage and he didn't want to let it go. And Andy talked him into letting the baby go because he needed to be free. That's what he is. He's a wild bird. Needs to go live with the other wild birds. And Opie, man, was so sad and tore up when he let that bird go. And whoever wrote that episode or whoever directed that episode, with that camera pulled back and got up in the trees, and you could hear the birds all up in the trees. And the camera pulls back, and there's little Opie looking all sad. And Opie says to Andy, "Cage sure looks empty." And Andy said, "Yeah, but don't the trees sound full?" And they both smiled, and we learned a lesson right there. Gonna miss you, Andy Taylor. God bless you. God bless you, Andy Griffith, for everything you did. If the flags aren't flying at half-mast for you, there's something wrong with America. Matter of fact, here's a little something just for you, Andy Griffith. Okay, I had to stop that. That was almost sacrilegious, wasn't it? I know somebody sent me that. Well, Miss Thang sent me that. I probably shouldn't out her. But yeah, that's the Andy Griffith theme that a DJ mixed Beyonce song should have put a ring on it. But that's the only version I had on my computer, so I played it for you. Everybody loves the whistle, and I know we're getting some people that go, "Beyonce? I don't need to hear Beyonce with my Andy. You got my Andy and my Beyonce.
You got your Beyonce and my Andy."
Hey, well, maybe they're just two flavors that go together well. But then again, we heard it, and it may not. But again, God bless you, Andy Griffith. Look at me. Oh, I'm ashamed of myself. I've been talking about Andy and every other character on the show, and we have left out Barney Fife. Sorry, Barney. You are one of the greats, too. My apologies. Well, Andy. I can't do it, but you know there's people that sound exactly like Barney Fife. Well, Andy. Well, Angie. Holy shit. My Barney sounds like Aunt Bee on drugs. Andy, we're going to have to lock up Otis. He came, got drunk, and ate all the fried chicken out of Opie's mouth.
You don't have to lock him up, Pa. I know he's learned his lesson. He's a really good man, Pa.
That was supposed to be Opie, but I think I confused Little House on the Prairie with Mayberry. Little House on the Mayberry, right there. I think I was doing half pint Opie. I'd like a half pint of Opie, and give me a quart of the strawberry vanilla swirl. Dude, how does your mind work? I don't understand this. You're talking about Mayberry and Barney, and next thing you know, you're ordering ice cream. What is wrong with you? Did you not take your medicine today? No, I don't think I did.
Does that make me crazy? Does that make me crazy?
Do you like that? No, I know you didn't. You're like, what the deal with all the music today? Well, I'm sorry. I'm in a CeeLo state of mind. CeeLo Green, the world's largest midget. Is it just me, or does he sort of freak you out a little bit? Can't really figure out what he is. Does he have little tiny arms with little tiny fingers? Is he a little tiny man,
Or is he just like a regular-sized man that shit is not proportioned right? I want to stand next to it in person. I want to be right there and be able to know exactly what the hell's going on. I won't say anything to him. You know how you back up to somebody and check the height? I'll bring somebody with me. I'll get right up to him.
What is it? What's the deal? We're the same height? Is he a midget or is he a normal guy with just like jacked up features? Quick, snap a cell phone picture. We'll put it on the internet. We'll get TMZ to buy this. Look, CeeLo Green is below CeeLo level.
Well, that'd be really, that's low. When you're below CeeLo level, you're not even, I don't think you could even legally build a house below CeeLo level. I don't think you can get insurance if you're below CeeLo level. People will actually come to your house. There are people that will check you, survey, and go, well, I don't think we can legally construct a building here because this is below CeeLo level.
Well, hello, Pooh Bear. Yes, my co-host Pooh Bear just frantically jumped right in the middle of my recording session here and has now stepped over my computer, I don't know what you heard, and laid down in the middle of my desk. So, hello, Pooh Bear. I guess you were feeling left out. Thanks for bringing your smelly butt to the show. I'd have you say hi, Pooh Bear, but apparently I just listened to a quick playback, and you made quite the entrance. So, everybody say hi to Pooh Bear. So as you're driving in your car there, or listening to wherever you're listening, just go, hey, Pooh Bear. He won't hear it, but you send it out to the universe. Are you one of those people that believes in sending it out to the universe? Can things be sent out to the... Let's send it out. Just get it out there. May those prayers go out. I do believe in. I do believe that prayers work, but sometimes I wonder about all the extra, you know, sending it out to the universe. The energy is there. Is that the same thing? Is prayer energy? Because if that's true, I'll just start praying, and maybe we can get some of this heat to go away. What is it, 115 where you are? Let's all start praying for a little colder weather. But if we could do this, if we can all come together in like a collective conscience that makes things happen, let's all concentrate right now. We'll just concentrate, and we'll make Kim Kardashian's ass just explode. Just... Oh, is that mean or is that funny? That she would just be walking, maybe at a photo shoot, about to pose, and all of a sudden... And there'd be like Kardashian ass just everywhere. They'd be like cleaning it up off, like pudding off the walls after a food fight. That'd be hysterical to me. They'd be in the new TMZ, Kim Kardashian's ass today exploded, sending pieces into the atmosphere. Witnesses say it was a horrible sight that without notice, Kim Kardashian's ass exploded like a water balloon filled with jello. Sections of her taint have yet to be recovered.
Well, there you go again, Mudflap. You know, I came back for the third time. I thought maybe things had gotten better and I'd be able to listen to this with my children here in the minivan. But this is just disgusting. Ugh, talking about Kim Kardashian's ass and her taint. You know what? Not only am I disgusted by you, I'm disgusted by the fact that you would make fun of somebody as powerful and wonderful as Kim Kardashian. You know, she is a role model for women. She has taken herself from a very low spot in her life and has risen to become a very successful woman. So you can make fun all you want to, but Kim Kardashian, she is a hero to me and very many of my sisters here in the sisterhood. So that's it. I'm tuning out.
Well, thanks for giving us a try again. We do appreciate it. And I know you've gone back to minivan land, and you're probably listening to something like this, right? Something exactly like this.
Hi, welcome to Cool Jazz.
Hey, have you ever tried
really reaching out for the other side?
Really reaching out for the other side.
Yeah.
I may be climbing on rainbows.
I might be.
But baby, here goes.
Yeah, I'm gonna give it a try.
Dreams, they're for those who sleep.
Like you and me, baby.
Life is for us to keep.
And keep a stronghold on.
And if you're wondering what this all is leading to.
Well, we are. We are. Tell us. Tell us.
I want to make it with you.
Oh, yeah. I want to make it with you, too.
I really think that we could make it good.
I think so, too. Let's give it a shot. What do you say? Oh, wait. One more? One more. No, no. No, stop. Stop it, Mudflap! Stop it! Okay. All right. Sorry about that. That was Bread. And I hope I don't get in trouble for one of these kind of... Was he playing Bread? I think he was playing music on his podcast. I don't know what the law is. I'm just making fun of it. I'm a comic. If I did something wrong, I'll cease and desist. Well, you better, mister. This is cease and desist territory right here. You have gone over the line. Well, I don't know. Hey, you know what I did learn? Is that my dogs are barking upstairs, and you could probably hear that. What I was going to say, what I did learn, is actually now how to use my connection on the line input from my phone to the machine here, which means if I can figure the rest of it out, we might be able to get phone calls. That's right, phone calls. If not, we'll be able to play some extra stuff in here because I figured out how to use music. I'm loving this new program. If nothing else, maybe I can call people and maybe get some interviews. That'd be kind of cool. Maybe get some other people on the line here on the phone. Maybe some of my celebrity friends. I'm not going to promise that at all. I don't even know if I got celebrity friends. I know I pissed off Jenna Elfman this morning because I posted something about Tom Cruise. And I'm really sorry about that. I really love you, Jenna. You're great in all your movies. I loved you and Dharma and Greg, and I love that we've been Twitter friends, and I did not mean to upset you. If I did upset you, I posted something about Tom Cruise and looking great in Rock of Love, because he does. He's all buffed and everything, and I said, you know, Tom Cruise turns 50 today, and he looks great, and he's chiseled, and maybe I ought to do what he's doing. Maybe I should join that alien religion and drink some space juice, and maybe I'd look as good as him. And I didn't know that Jenna is a member of the Church of Scientology, which I'm not even going to make fun of. That is somebody's religion. You know, they make fun of Baptists, and we get pissed off. They make fun of Methodists, and we get pissed off. You know, everybody can make fun of everybody, but not your own religion. And I do apologize. So this is not supposed to be a religious show. I'll take it back. Boom, boom, boom. Tom's a little weird, but I'm not going to make fun of the religion. All right? Love you, Jenna. Has anybody seen Rock of Ages? It's a pretty good movie, I have to admit. I didn't want to see it, but I liked it. Tom does a great job. And are you following Tom's divorce? What? There's so many theories about this now. She left him and filed in New York for a better chance of the kid. And Tom divorces them all at 33. It's the age 33 curse. I thought that was my curse, but I don't know. Tom is getting a divorce from Katie Holmes, who did what? Oh, yeah, she was in Dawson's Creek with James Vanderbeek, which, wasn't that a long time ago? What has she done? Okay, so she divorces Tom. Do we care at all? Apparently the media cares and will force feed us until we are absolutely sick of Katie Holmes. That's right. All right, well, before you're sick of me, let's go ahead and wrap this baby up like a Christmas present, birthday present, something else that you would rap, but not like a rap song, because I don't do that. I don't think I do that. Mm-hmm, I know that's right. Well, hope you enjoyed today's show. Oh, you know what we got to do before we go? Perky Jerky. We got to shout out some way to give out the Perky Jerky. So here's what I'm thinking. I am thinking for the first five people. Five. I have more, but this is going to be for the first five people that send me their address at mudflapmcgrew@gmail.com. I'll send you a packet of Perky Jerky. That's right, the first five. So if I get more than five, don't be mad that you didn't get it. You just weren't the first five, all right? Five people. $5. No, this is free. free perky jerky. You're going to love it. If you do like it, please tell all your friends, post it on your Facebook website that we love our perky jerky. All right, I got to get out of here. You guys have been more than wonderful. I hope you've enjoyed today's show. Jenna, again, if somebody sends this to you, I'm sorry. And for making fun of Kim Kardashian's taint, I'm not sorry. Spread the word. Send this podcast to all your friends. Let's get it going. Remasculate. Remasculate. Should I put in the theme song again right here? The little ukulele song? Come on, let's do it. I'm going to put it in right here.
In the basement of the mud flap house, fluffing and poo, and they're underwear, thing raising news, and poo licks herself, and flap contemplates manly things. He thinks about guns and trucks and stooges three, men and boys, and that doesn't sound right. He thinks about boobs and bacon and power tools. Come with me, let's remasculate. Oh, won't you come with me and remasculate?
Yeah! Gotta love it. And I do hope you love it. And I want to remind you, if you want to, you don't have to, help support the show. I actually had to just upgrade the bandwidth because we've had so many hits on the site. Happy to tell you this, that Podbean.com, who hosts this for me, this show has moved to the very first page of their comedy section. Yes, that's right. If you go to Podbean.com, you will find that we are on the first page of their comedy section. So you guys are listening, you guys are sharing, but to increase, I needed more size, more bandwidth. I had to buy more today, and I did do that. So this is for all of us. If you want to subscribe, not subscribe, that's not the word, sponsor. I don't want you to have to feel like you ever do anything. But if you want to sponsor, you can send to PayPal whatever donation you want to make. I don't care what it is. If you want to donate something, just go to PayPal and send it to my email. It's stevmcgrew@aol.com. That's stevmcgrew@aol.com. That's been my PayPal account forever. And I know you still got an AOL account. Yes, I do. I don't care. But guys, thank you for everything. I'll see ya. Remember what I say. God bless America. And keep on listening to the Oak Ridge Boys. I bid you adieu.